Survey, 89% of Republicans say Democratic voting process did not work well. By Hannah Blow on December 7, 2020. An overwhelming majority of Republicans do not believe the Democratic voting process worked well in the November election, according to a Knight Foundation/Gallup study released Monday. The post-election survey, taken November 9 to 15 among 2,752 respondents, showed that Democrats and Republicans remain sharply divided regarding the efficiency and accuracy of the Democratic process this election cycle. Regardless of whether your preferred prudential candidate won, how well do you think the Democratic voting process in the U.S. worked this year? Very well, well, not too well, or not well at all, the survey asked. 89% of Republicans cast doubt on the process, either choosing not too well or not well at all. 92% of Democrats, however, believed that it worked either very well or well. Independents remained closely split, with 53% indicating the Democratic voting process worked, at least to some extent, and 46% indicating otherwise. Overall, 36% of Americans overall said it worked very well, followed by 19% who said well, 14% who said not too well, and 30% who said not well at all. The survey observed that opinions of how well the process worked seem to be linked to people's satisfaction with the outcome. The post-election survey also asked respondents to gauge the presence of misinformation and found that 64% of Americans believe it was greater this election year than in 2016. A majority in each group, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, agreed, but Republicans held the greatest majority, 79%, indicating that the presence of misinformation was greater. Roughly three-quarters of Republicans, Democrats and Independents who believe they were exposed to misinformation cite Facebook as a possible source. However, partisans' views on other potential exposure sites differ significantly. Republicans are much more likely than Democrats to believe they encountered false information on national network TV news, cable television news, in national newspapers and on Google. These views underscore Republicans' lack of trust in mainstream news sources. The survey comes as President Trump and his allies continue to fight for election integrity. The president made an appearance in Valdosta, Georgia, on Saturday as part of his effort to support Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler in their upcoming January 5 runoffs. During the speech, Trump declared he won Georgia and added that they are winning this election. "We're fighting very hard for this state," Trump said, referencing the allegations of fraud, error, and corruption. "You have to do it," he said of voting in the January 5 runoffs, adding that Democrats cheated and they rigged our presidential election, but expressing confidence that he will still win it.